This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Boston Celtics. You know, there's another guy right there you just saw that Dame could rehab with.
Yeah.
In terms of the Achilles, they're good friends. If you think about it, 2 years from now, what is that team with Dame at point guard? They're a championship caliber team again.
That's Chris Haynes on the Celtics. And according to the Boston Globe, their mutual interest.
How about that?
In Damian Lillard. I just don't like what the whole thing represents. I don't even like how Haynes answered it. It's like, well, Lillard and Tatum can rehab, their buddies.
Yeah.
Then you come back in 2027, that's a title-contending team. I'm like, it's already a title-contending team, I think, with Tatum and Brown.
Do you think they want to pay him money to rehab for a whole year? They didn't want to pay Holiday and Porzingis money to play. So I don't know if they wanted to do that.
So I don't like the whole thing about looking more to 2027 and like punting on the year than trying to take advantage of a wide-open Eastern Conference. So I already don't like that. Never mind. To me, the shine has come off Lillard a little bit. I really liked him in Portland. I really wanted him when he got flipped to the Bucks. I really thought it was going to work with him and Giannis. Wrong. Like, it's gone bad with him. He's in his 30s. He's coming off an Achilles injury. I'm confident Tatum's going to come back and come back at a high level. Maybe he's not an MVP candidate. Maybe he's not first-team All-NBA. But he's going to come back and be an All-NBA caliber, All-Star caliber player. What's Lillard going to look like on the other side of this injury? And on top of that, he's not playing and helping at all this year. Instead of using your mid-level or whatever you're going to use the money on with Lillard, you're going to pay him to sit out instead of adding a big that could actually help the team, maybe Al Horford? No, I don't like any of it or what any of it represents.
Because I love Damian Lillard. I love the idea of Lillard. And now, obviously, that has soured seeing him play with Giannis the last couple of years. And maybe some of that's on Giannis. Maybe that's some of it on the whole Milwaukee situation. Doc Rivers, like, add whatever you want to it. But the guy can score. You know the guy can, he's clutch, right? For all the talk about, like, late in the game. Like, there's not many guys scarier than Damian Lillard late in the game. But that's also younger, pre-Achilles, pre-blood clots.
Yeah.
Like, that's scary stuff with Lillard. So if it was as simple as, hey, Lillard's available and he can play this year, like, would you want him on the team? Yeah, I would. But I don't know when he's coming back.
See,
I don't know when he's
going
to be ready.
If he was back this year,
right? I would do it.
Same. And you could get him on short money, I would get that. You're like, all right, we need somebody to replace Tatum's production.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit around twiddling my thumbs waiting for him a year from now and message or signal to everybody, guys, this year doesn't matter. We're not going for it. Like, that might be what they do, but I hate it.
Do you think that it's being reported as mutual interest because, one, for Lillard, I mean, you're a player in your mid-30s with an Achilles injury. Mm-hmm. You just got bought out, basically, by the Bucks that traded away their world champion winning point guard for you, right? Like, they thought they could upgrade and got you, and they just got rid of you.
Yep.
So you want as many people thinking that there are teams interested in you as possible. And then if you're Boston, don't you also kind of want that out there? Because you're like, hey, see, like, we are looking to, like, improve the team. Like, guys, don't worry. Like, we're not just dumping players. We're also still interested in big-name players, too.
Give the fan base something. So, a name they've heard of, a name that, like, for our purposes is worth discussing break it. Yeah, so maybe, yeah.
I wonder if it's kind of mutually beneficial, but it's not really going to happen. Because
remember last year, 2 years ago in 2023 when he got dealt to the Bucks, Chris Haynes in an interview with Dan Patrick scoffed at the idea of Damian Lillard coming to Boston.
Well, he didn't want to go to Milwaukee either. He was kind of forced to go to Milwaukee, which I forget. What's the dude's name? Is it Harrison? What's the guy's name with Portland? The GM with Portland?
Oh, I don't know.
Guy's the man. And I love Lillard, but just the way the players have like overtaken the league and it's like every GM does everything the player wants. Lillard was like, I'm going to Miami. And he's like, oh, you are? Milwaukee.
I forgot about that.
He's like the only GM ever to like stand up to a player in like decades. He's like, oh yeah, you want to go to Miami? That's cool.
Yeah, Joe Cronin?
It might have been Cronin. Yeah, that's cool. We're going to send you to Milwaukee, which is like, I don't know, probably worse than Portland for Lillard anyway.
Yeah.
Like a Bay Area guy. Like, I don't think he really wanted to go there. But and those 2 years were pretty underwhelming. You're thinking Lillard, Giannis, maybe the greatest NBA Jam duo in the history of NBA Jam.
It's a nice combo.
And didn't really work out.
No.
Like, they both put up their numbers. They were both all-stars both years and all that stuff, but just weren't really a threat in the Eastern Conference.
You made a good point, too. Imagine Lillard here. Like, he might be the first player in NBA history to only shoot threes. Like no two-point field goals. Just settle for three-pointers 5 feet beyond the arc. So, I get it. You know, you could have him and, I didn't even think about this till right now, Simons, who were both in Portland for a time together, right? They overlap, for sure.
I think they did, yeah.
And, he's just completely leaning in on the Missoula ball, if you will. The report, by the way, from Gary Washburn in the Globe, he says, when Lillard was seeking a trade from the Trailblazers 2 years ago, he wasn't interested in a trade to Boston. Now, Lillard has some interest in the Celtics, in part because of the close friendship he's built with star forward Jason Tatum. I would just say, well, you weren't friends 2 years ago? You guys didn't know, you'd been on Team USA before. You guys didn't know each other. Like, wasn't that friendship in place? So when you say, is this a real report or is this just both people, both parties kind of need each other? The Celtics to show they're still linked to big names as opposed to not even being able to sign Luke Kornet.
Yeah.
And Lillard needing some interest out there to get other teams interested. That may speak to it because the logic doesn't make sense. He wasn't interested 2 years ago, and now he is interested because he's buddies with Tatum. He's been buddies with Tatum the whole time.
But it also doesn't make a lot of sense in the sense that the Celtics are already going to be paying one player $50-something million just to rehab. They're trying to get under the apron, so they're going to bring in another player to not play likely for the whole season?
Odd.
And it's just too much money kind of tied up in that. So, I don't know what he's going to do because, Kevin Durant, when he famously teamed up with Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn, he signed a max or the most he could sign and missed a whole year. But then you were banking on it. He was a little bit younger than what Lillard is now. And then they were going to sort of hit the ground running that next year. But that was part of the deal. That's how you had to get him. I don't really know what Lillard ends up doing now.
I mean, would you be surprised if he's just cooked? Like that injury ended his career?
No, I would not be surprised if he's cooked. I would be surprised, though, if somebody didn't sign him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know, like somebody's going to take him. Someone's going to pay him to rehab and then hope that he's going to be really good. But then, he might not be that guy.
I'm trying to remember. We went through all the Achilles injuries when Tatum injured himself. And or got hurt, rather.
So, like, Dominique Wilkins was, like, a great example.
Weren't specifically the guards really bad when they came back?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who they were.
Klay Thompson was one of them. John Wall was one of them.
Wall's career was basically done.
But he had, like, 1,000 injuries. It wasn't, like, solely Achilles.
But Lillard isn't just solely Achilles,
to
your point.
No, it's not. And he's had, like, a good long career. Like, that might be it for Lillard.
So
I wouldn't rule that out.
I don't like it. I don't like how he was playing in Milwaukee. I don't like that he's off for a year. I don't like that he plays no defense. I don't like that he has to come back from an Achilles injury, which is a hard injury to come back from in your 20s, never mind as a small guard in your 30s. Mego said this last week. We've seen the small guard experience just blow up a couple of times with Isaiah and Kemba Walker.
Yeah, and you can't really play him and Pritchard at the same time.
No.
Right? That'd be kind of tough.
And so I'd rather, you're talking about short money. I'm not talking about a lot of money.
No.
But what would I rather do? Throw some money at a big or throw some money at Lillard to sit out the year?
So I guess, this also comes down to like what player it is. So if you're like, hey, they got Al Horford back, they can't get Lillard. I'm like, all right, well, it's better for the team and like, good, fine. Like, he's healthy, let's go. But if it's another player that's sort of similar to George Niang or like Luka Garza or a guy like that and be like, we could have had Lillard, but like we got this guy. Like, I don't want that guy. Like, well, I don't want like a 10th big.
No, I'd want to aim a little higher than that, but yeah. I'd rather have somebody help the team this year than worry about signing somebody like Lillard for 2 years down the line.
No, I know.
Like, I'll address next year's team when we get the next. Let's stick with this year for right now. And like, I don't think Lillard's such a deal you have to snap him up now.
No, that's true.
Because you can't find that level of production a year from now. That's Brad Stevens' job. You don't need to line up next year's team today. You don't need to do that. Meaning 2027.
And not to play doctor, but it goes back to, like, if it was just an ACL injury and he was out for the year, you'd be maybe a little bit more prone to, all right, well, he's going to bounce back. Like, the Achilles is a little bit more of a wild card. Like you said, we went through all the names before, and it was kind of 50-50. And Durant being, like, the best example, and hopefully Tatum is more like Durant than any of the other guys. But with somebody as old as Lillard is, and, you know, the last couple of years, he's still been a good player, but it hasn't translated to a lot of wins, right? No. You thought he left Portland, like, oh, look out, Milwaukee's going to be loaded, and I don't. They didn't win a playoff series with Lillard.
No.
You know?
I like a moron, picked them a year ago, and I forgot Doc was their coach. That blew up in my face. Who'd they lose to in round one? Indy? Yeah, Indy.
Was Indy. That was the Pacers, right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Lillard averaged 32 a game in that series.
I mean, that's nice.
31.3.
That's something.
Yeah.
I mean,
a loss.
I don't hate that. Nope. But again, he's not going to be the same guy after this injury. Tatum's not going to be the same guy after this injury.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Never mind Lillard. On the wrong side of 30 as a small guard who relies on speed? No. 617-779-7937. A reminder, you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. A lot of ways you can listen to Jones and Keefe on WEEI. You think the door is still open with Horford?
I mean, he hasn't signed anywhere else, so based simply off of that, you'd have to say that it is still open. My guess and my bet would be he still goes to a team that is more likely to contend. And does not return here.
If you're him, what would you do? Golden State? L.A.?
I mean, I personally wouldn't go to L.A., but yeah, I think, yeah, probably L.A. if I was
mean,
him.
The answer is probably who gives me the most money out of those
two. Yeah.
But I don't know. Horford's track record has been he's jumped out pretty quick. He signed with the Celtics on day one of free agency, you know, way back when he first left Atlanta.
Yep.
He signed, I believe, day one when he went to Philly. It was much quicker than this, for sure. So when the money's been there and he's made up his mind to go, I mean, he's done it pretty quick in the past. The fact he hasn't signed makes me wonder if he's waiting for the Celtics to flip Simons or flip Hauser or flip Niang or some combination thereof, or he's just waiting for who knows what. But the door feels open for a return to Boston to me.
The story, yeah, I agree with that. The story did say, what, before free agency began, that dozens of teams or something insane. It was some crazy number.
A robust market is what
robust.
He was going to have.
Like a robust market. So maybe it's possible that another team is doing the same thing you just said, where they're like, hey, Al, we want you. We're willing to sign you, but we need to clean up our books a little bit more. We need to make two more trades. You just saw a 7-team trade yesterday. You saw another 3-team trade today. So maybe teams, just because of how stupidly complicated the salary cap is, teams have to make a few more moves first, then they'll have the money available just to sign Horford. But yeah, it's kind of quiet, maybe too quiet around Al Horford.
Would you trade Simons to make room for Horford?
No.
Me neither.
I wouldn't. I want Simons on this team for 1 year. I know a lot of people are trying to trade him. The second they got him, there was all these stories about, well, they could flip him and free up money. Free up money for what? You need somebody to score for you. I think he'll be a good fit. Like, he's not, you know, the best defensive player or anything, but losing Tatum and then even, you know, Holiday, Porzingis, and maybe Horford, that's a lot of points that are coming off the board. So even if Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and Peyton Pritchard, let's say all three of them have career years, you still need somebody else to fill it up. And Simons can. I mean, I know he's been on bad teams, but he's been a pretty consistent scorer for the last 3 years. I'd like to see what he looks like on this team.
Yeah, I'd rather have Simons than Horford. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But Hauser's money for Horford? Go ahead.
Rather have Horford than Hauser.
Trade Hauser somewhere and then give that money to Horford. Or flip Niang somewhere or some combination thereof, fine. But
So Hauser and Niang or Horford? Probably Horford.
Horford.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's closer, but I would rather Horford. And it depends on how much money he's holding out for, and maybe he's just playing Golden State and the Lakers against each other.
But at least
maybe he's really considering retirement. That's been out there, too. I like to think the door's open for a return to Boston because they obviously need him. He hasn't signed anywhere yet, and I think that would make some sense.
And you know you're going to get, what, 60 games out of him? Like, you're not going to get a full season out of him, obviously. And but at least it's a real starting big man in the NBA. Like, right now, you're going to have – this is like an old Andy Hart thing. Like, you're going to have guys that start, but they're not real starters. So, like, Nemus Keita or Xavier Tillman might start for you because you need to put five on the floor, but they're not NBA starting big men. And at least Horford is that, right? Like, I know, you know, some of your best lineups last year he wasn't, but that's because your team was a title contender and he was – you know, your team was so deep, but now this year you'd be happy to have him.
Yeah, the whole Bill Chisholm experience has been, I think a lot of our worst fears are realized. And I think the Tatum injury lets some fans talk themselves into it. Yeah. Like, yeah, I get what Chris Haynes is saying. Wait for Tatum. Sign Lillard. You're a title contender in 2 years. Okay, let's do it. But I just don't like the whole way it started. I thought they got a pretty good return for Jrue Holiday. I just said, I want Simons on this team. So that I was actually impressed with. The Porzingis return was non-existent. They still haven't are either of those deals official? I know, though, you say this on or off the air, the Simmons tweet about
Bill Simmons about Simons, about how they haven't like introduced him yet, but
the trade's not official. Is the Porzingis trade official? Like, I don't think any of it's official, right?
I think like the Durant one finally went through,
that
right?
That just went through, yeah. Where they mixed in like a bunch of teams out of the woodwork, 7-team trade.
They were like, yeah, I got a second-round pick you can have.
So I haven't liked the whole start to the Bill Chisholm era.
Yep.
And this is what we were concerned about when he first came in. He's going to come in. He just doesn't want his money back. The other investors that he had to bring in to raise enough money to buy the team in the first place, they're going to want return on their investment. They're not going to want to dole out a bunch of money in taxes for a team that has no shot at a title. And I think they have no shot at a title. They have a chance to be a good team in the Eastern Conference and make the postseason and win a round or two. I think those are in their range of outcomes, but they have no real shot at a title. They're not going to knock off the OKCs of the world without Tatum. Even I acknowledge that. So they're not going to pay that tax. And I just think the whole start to this era kind of stinks. Golden State has no problem being in tax territory. The Lakers have no problem being in tax territory, especially now with this new owner from the Dodgers. They're probably going to spend money hand over fist. I watch a team like OKC. I want to see what they do. Will they stay in tax territory? Will they dip into the second apron to keep their core together? And the Celtics aren't going to do it. And that's an annoying start. And it's some of our worst fears playing out right in front of us when Irv came out of nowhere and decided to sell the team.
Yeah, that's why part of me is afraid that the Lillard thing is just for that to be like, see, like, that's a huge name player. That's like one of the great players of the last decade. And obviously, like, just a regular fan is going to hear that name and be like, oh, there's a lot of money involved in that. So, like, if you want Damian Lillard, like, they must not just be laying down. Like, it's not just getting under the apron. That's not the, like, they're still going to be really competitive. And then you, like, look into it a little bit more, and you're like, well, he's not going to be ready for this year, and he probably wouldn't even cost that as much money. And, like, and is that even true? Like, is he just trying to get his market up, and they're trying to be players in all of this? So, yeah, based on what they've done so far, before the season even began, they dumped Porzingis for a straight-up salary dump. Because you and I agreed, and we were on the air when it happened, right? The Anthony Simons deal. You're like, all right. Like, I talked myself into that even as a basketball trade. I know everyone's like, oh, these are all just salary dumps.
Yeah, I think they got a half step worse. Like, their Holiday's better, at least on a title contender. And so, like, from that standpoint, he was a winner and, like, a big game player.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if Simons is that, but Simons is way better than I thought they'd get for Holiday.
So,
way better.
And I was looking at it, and not even as a knock on Holiday, but, like, look what he was 2 years ago.
Yep.
Look what he was this year. What do you think he's going to be next year and the year after that? Like, I think you're getting diminishing returns.
Yeah.
So you're at least trading for a guy in his prime. He's not the all-around player that Holiday is, but maybe the next couple of years – he's a little bit closer. Like, we just for giggles, we looked at the Ringer's top 100 players. They update every once in a while. Like, Holiday and Simons aren't that far apart.
No, they're not.
Whereas, like, Porzingis and Niang are very far apart. That was all about money. Like, that one's like, I don't know. You can kind of talk yourself into that. But then the very next move they made was just a money dump. And then the guys that they're bringing back, or the few free agents that they're signing, are like, okay, this is really all about money right now.
Luka Garza, I kind of like.
I'm not
telling you, you know, bet the farm on that guy.
Yeah, no.
But I like a little lottery ticket on
Luka
Garza.
You like Luka Garza.
I do.
All right.
And Brad, we trust, as it were. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number for WEEI Afternoons. You got heart. you got Fitzy. They come your way at 2 o'clock here on a Monday. We'll get you the clip du jour, and it's time for Grab Bag.
They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Hell. They call me
Grab Bag.
That's not my name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Well, the Major League Baseball All-Stars for 2025 have been announced. The game is going to be in Atlanta next week, July 15th, for the ball game. We already mentioned three Red Sox making it, Garrett Crochet, as well as Aroldis Chapman and Alex Bregman. Your starters in the American League, big dumper, Cal Raleigh, behind the plate, should be your MVP, I would say, of the whole season.
Oh, I think he's an MVP favorite right now.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at first base, Gleyber Torres at second, Jose Ramirez at third, rookie Jacob Wilson at short, Aaron Judge, Riley Green, Javi Baez in the outfield, and then Ryan O'Hearn, the DH. Probably would have been Rafael Devers' spot.
That was Devers' spot. It was.
So Devers does not make the All-Star team. Neither does Mookie Betts or Juan Soto. All non-All-Stars.
Mm.
And, most notably, Carlos Narvaez. Snubbed.
Big time snub.
Snub.
That's true. No, Soto probably is the biggest snub, right?
Probably. I know he's been underachieving, but still, like, he has all-star numbers.
I think it's Mark and Matt. Somebody called in complaining about Seiya Suzuki.
We had a big Seiya Suzuki fan. It was pissed.
But yeah, I'd say Soto probably the biggest snub.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
No one told you that was going to be this way.
Grab back.
Red Sox and Rockies tonight from Fenway Park. 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame here on WEEI. Big pitching matchup of Richard Fitz versus Austin Gomer. If either guy gets a win, it'd be their first.
Really?
Yeah, it's a matchup of 0-3 Fitz versus 0-1 Gomer. Rockies, one of the worst teams statistically in the history of the great game of baseball. They enter tonight 21-69.
Nice.
Red Sox are -225 on the money line.
Ooh, I like that.
You might have to go run line.
Yeah, you might want to play
Fitz
him on
gets the dub though.
Minus money on the run line.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a heavy favorite. I think Fitz.
You like Fitz?
Checks
tonight?
The box for his first dub. He's got to go six.
Sox are riding high right now.
I'm sorry. He's got to go five. I was thinking quality start. He's got to go five.
Yeah, you got to go five.
Yeah. We said earlier, Keith, or I think you said, they need to win five of these next seven, right? Was that your line?
I said 5-2. We had a caller earlier that said 6-1.
Yes.
I feel like that's 2-2 much.
Yeah, no, I think
5-2 is good.
Does the breakdown of how they go 5-2 matter to you?
So I'll be pissed in real time if they lose like two games
that's
to the Rockies.
That's what I'm saying.
But if they then sweep the Rays, I guess I'll have to look back at the All-Star break where we can all take a breath and take a look at the standings and reflect on the first half of the season. I'll say, all right, at least they went 5-2.
Like the clear easy path is sweep the Rockies, split with the Rays. Boom, boom. You're 5-2 going into the All-Star break. You're 4 games over .500 at the break. You have momentum. You're buying
that.
Like that. That feels like an easy way to break that one down.
In the town where I was born, lived two men named Jones and Keith, and they spoke on the airwaves in a yellow grab bag. We all live in a yellow grab bag. A yellow grab bag. A yellow grab bag.
They want to get that checked out.
NBA trade.
Yeah.
Clippers, Jazz, and Heat. Three-teamer. Norman Powell goes to Miami.
I like Norman.
John Collins to L.A.
I liked him like 4 years ago.
They say John Collins was at one point the most underrated player in the league.
Yeah.
You can only have that moniker for like a year or two, and then you become overrated.
That was the Louis Erickson.
Louis Erickson.
Louis Erickson for a long time. Very underrated. Then the Bruins got him, and you're like, he's not underrated at all.
No,
he's
John,
overrated.
He's perhaps very overrated.
Yeah.
Stinks.
exactly. Not good.
Kevin Love. And Kyle Anderson.
10 years ago, I like Kevin
and
Love.
And 2027 Clippers second-round pick go to Utah. So Danny Ainge finally gets Kevin Love.
Nice. One summer.
He was at Fenway Park with Rondo.
Jones and Keefe almost nightly had Kevin Love updates for a move that.
The Love update.
Danny Ainge was so close. It didn't happen.
He would have been great. Great outlet passer. Guy could rebound.
Him and Rondo would have been like the 86 Celtics out there with their passes.
Just slinging it around.
Just behind the back
shots,
passes.
But...
No. That was the 80s. Though.
Good passes.
Yeah. This one goes hard.
Goes a little too long. Also, you can plug it into your... All right. This is sad news, Jones.
Oh, no.
Bobby Jenks passed away over the weekend. And what an outrageous tweet by ESPN. This might have been how a lot of people first saw it. Did you read this?
Well, no, I did read a headline that there was backlash, but I never saw the actual tweet. What's the tweet?
So it's kind of wild. So Bobby Jenks, of course, did spend some time here, but more notably with the White Sox. The ESPN tweet was Bobby Jenks, a two-time All-Star pitcher for the Chicago White Sox, who was on the roster when the franchise won the 2005 World Series, died on Friday in Portugal, the team announced.
Jeez.
What is that? Was on the roster?
Yeah.
He was a closer.
Yeah.
He closed out the World Series.
He was kind of a stud.
Wouldn't you say two-time All-Star and World Series champion passed away? Not guy who happened to be on the roster. Like, that makes it sound like he was, like, in the minors or something.
It's a good point.
Or, like, didn't even play.
World Series winner should go first.
Yeah. World Series winner, right, team
two-time
sport.
Two-time All-Star.
It wasn't in
a ton of saves.
It wasn't an inaccurate tweet, but it wasn't a very well-worded tweet.
It was worded
tweet.
Very
yes.
poorly.
Yeah, that's
like,
fair.
That's AI, maybe?
Yeah. Well.
Something?
Could
who
be.
Was on the roster? Everyone's like, he closed out the final game.
ESPN is no stranger to a... questionable headline.
Yeah,
that's true.
That is true.
They've had some weird ones in the past, but that one stood out to me and many other people.
Do you remember?
Well.
I was just reading up on this. Do you remember the injury or like surgery complication he had here in his career? He was like leaking spinal fluid from like a shot they gave him in his spine or around his spine. It was like some awful butchering of a surgery he had.
Yeah,
I
don't remember the details, but yeah,
but I was just trying to refresh my memory on it. But he No, I mean, he had a rough go of it. He sued the doctor for malpractice. And Yeesh. So, no, but a real good player.
Yeah.
Despite what the headline said, real good player for a brief amount of time when he was with the White Sox.
05 was his rookie year. They won the World Series. He had 4 saves in the playoff run that year, including the final game of the World Series.
And did he lead the AL in saves the next year, or was it 2 years?
Well, he was an all-star in back-to-back years where he had 41, then 40 saves. Then he went down to 30, 29, 27, and then he finished his career here. He wasn't great here, but that was his last year in the majors.
Oh, that's, I think the complications like ended his
that
career.
Ended his career, yeah. I mean, at any given time, Haas of the Week.
Definite.
Any given time.
Definite yeah. candidate for Haas of the Week, yeah.
But so, yeah, thoughts with the Bobby Jenks family.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
EA Sports College Football 26 early release today.
Nice.
The early release. It's $100 though. You gotta plunk down 10 clams.
I hear you get a real good deal on it.
Or 10 hams, I mean. No. So I will obviously wait until Thursday when it comes out for everybody else, and it's like $70. Still 7 hams.
You gotta wait 3 days and it gets knocked off that much?
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely worth waiting.
The people are like, I gotta have it early. Like, really? Like, just wait.
Have we talked about this on the air? Have you ever stood in line and like waited for a video game release?
No, I don't think I have.
There was a year I did that at the Pru
for
whatever year's Madden it was.
Oh.
And I stood out and waited, and I was like, this was so unnecessary to wait
Didn't
for
to.
Madden at midnight. I pretty much played it once, fell asleep. Woke up the next day, and then I was like, I could have gone and got it now.
Now
why'd I go wait in line at like a GameStop?
It's completely unnecessary now. I guess now with something like the you could pre-order it, which I don't really understand, except certain games give you like little add-ons to it. Like you might get whatever, like
Director's cut.
Yeah, right.
You get commentary.
Yeah, right. You get the Snyder cut of the game.
Okay, good.
But like especially now, so many people just download the game digitally. So like I'll wait till Thursday and just like buy it on the I don't have to go to the store even to get it.
Yeah, that's nice. Man. That's real nice, especially if you save a few bucks.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, well, this just into the news desk, Jones. Cardi B.
Oh, boy.
Has apparently removed all images of Steph Diggs from her Instagram.
What do you think happened? Another boat incident?
I don't know.
I mean, now they've had a wild road just in the last few months since he signed in New England.
Yeah,
they had the boat video, which apparently reports at the time she wasn't very happy with Steph Diggs. But then they went Instagram official after that,
right?
Which
right,
seemed
right,
like
right,
he rode out the storm. But maybe that was just blowback against some of the reporting, and it didn't tell the full scene behind the full story rather behind the scenes, because it seems like she's not thrilled with him.
No. Anytime you go through all of your photos and delete them. I don't know what's worse, people that do that or people that know that somebody did that. Meaning, like, how would I, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do people know that Cardi B did this?
Oh, great point.
Like, going back to all the old, like, hey, wait a minute, I'm looking for all the old Steph Diggs photos. They're all gone.
She wasn't like,
right,
he's a dog. No. I hate him. She just deleted all the, who even found that out?
Right, like, you want to know this. That there are people just stalking your page all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you see that all the people are like, oh, this player removed all pictures of him in that uniform. It's like, you know all his photos?
So
what's up with that?
Good or bad sign for Diggs on the field this year? No Cardi B? Is that a good step? Less time on the boat with the Tusi.
Women weak in legs, I learned, in a famous movie.
Sure.
So if you believe that, then I would say stronger legs for the upcoming season.
And he's going to need some leg strength coming back from that injury.
No doubt. Specifically leg strength.
That's good.
Yeah.
Although now is he going to be, you know, I mean, he was in a very loving relationship, it seemed, up until.
Seemed like it.
It was no longer that way, so now.
Although a bit of a lover's triangle and Offset.
Yeah.
You familiar with Offset?
It's a good way to put that, yeah.
He went on Instagram Live last night, and he thinks that they may have broken up.
Oh.
He was speculating that maybe is what that means.
Got it.
So.
Does that mean she's getting back with Offset?
He was responsible. That's what this is happening.
I don't know. I know there's a bit of a feud there.
Oh, boy.
I can't really speak to the whole thing.
To be continued, as it were. I'm with you, though. I think on the field for the Pats, good story.
You like this one?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Okay. Now, this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without...
Grab bag.
All right, 2 Dork podcasts tonight, 8:45 on the Dork Podcast YouTube channel live. Then they'll be available on the Odyssey app after the fact. We have a full spoiler, full review of Jurassic World Rebirth. That was just the spoiler-free version an hour ago here on the show. We'll go more in-depth on Jurassic World. And also season 4 of The Bear. All 10 episodes out on Hulu. So me and Davey ripped that as well. So we'll do The Bear season 4.
You finished all 10?
Yes.
I have two remaining. I was going to watch the last two last night. I did not. So I have two left.
Weakest season?
I think 3 was worse than this. But okay. I haven't seen the full season. So maybe the last two let me down.
Yeah. 1 and 2 are still awesome TV.
I would put this season from what I've seen ahead of 3. But yeah, not by much.
It's close.
1 and 2 was much better. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
All right, so I've come up with two different daily questions. We, of course, asked for months on end, is Aaron Rodgers a free agent? He was. For the longest time.
For so many days.
And then he eventually signed.
And we were somehow caught off guard and we didn't have anything to pivot to.
Yeah. But then we went Christian Campbell, is he still with the major? Like, we had all these ideas and then they immediately got like, Connor Wong have an RBI?
Sure.
Does he have two? We could do that one. He does not.
Does Connor Wong have two?
Yeah. All right. How about this? Try this one on for size. This will be one of them. Do you want a Rafael Devers daily update?
No.
Oh.
Oh. Well, you're going to get one anyway.
I can see why he would
do the daily update.
Yeah.
So Rafael Devers, former Red Sox DH, now plays for the San Francisco Giants, did have two knocks yesterday. So he had two hits yesterday.
Nice.
He is now hitting .239 with the Giants. He has a .747 OPS.
Ugh, not good.
And has struck out 27 times in 19 games.
Nice. And he has two whole home runs, one of which came against the Red Sox.
Right. We saw that one firsthand.
San Fran was 41-31, comfortably in a playoff spot when they got him.
Mm-hmm.
They're 8-11 since and tied for the last wild card spot now. Yeah.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You'd be in paradise.
Grab bag.
The other daily question we have, and I think we can do this all season long, are the Red Sox .500?
No, they are not. They were yesterday going into the game.
No, they're not.
But yeah, after their win yesterday, no, they're not.
They are not currently .500.
They're over.
Because baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Because baby, now we got
a grab bag over here.
Who was the best baseball performer from yesterday? Jones, was it Mickey Moniak? 3-for-4, home run, 3 RBI, and a steal.
I feel like the only reason I know his name is from this segment, so he must be having a good year.
We're going to see him tonight.
Okay.
For the Rockies.
Is that where he plays?
That's right.
Oh.
Was it Jackson Holliday? 4-for-4, home run, 2 RBI.
Okay.
Was it Nico Hierner? 3-for-4, RBI, 3 runs scored.
Okay.
Was it Zach Wheeler?
Mm-hmm.
Complete game, 1 earned, 12 Ks.
12 punchies, I like that.
Or was it Tarek Skubal,
huh?
7 scoreless innings, 10 Ks?
I think 12 greater than 10. I think you got to go Zach Wheeler.
No runs greater than 1 run,
yeah,
though.
But still.
Nine complete game Wheeler. Yeah, Zach Wheeler.
Zach Wheeler.
Also an all-star.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, with the Colorado Rockies in town, we have a former Rocky as the random player who also played for the Padres, Angels, and Rays.
Okay, so it's not what the text line guessed earlier in the segment, Denny Nagel.
It's not Denny Nagel.
Okay. Good guess, though.
Great guess.
Yeah.
This man, like Denny Nagel, would throw it from the left side.
Oh.
Although not a pitcher.
Oh, boy.
But what okay.
All right. Okay. I really thought my Mike Hampton guess from earlier.
I mean, all the players, they do have a throwing arm. Yeah, happened like Denny Nagel.
Except Yoshida.
Lefty. No, Yoshida doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Two gloves.
Yeah.
Two little mini first baser gloves on Yoshida. Yeah, he can't do that.
Yeah, no,
like, well, don't worry, he can't throw.
He's not gonna toss it. He's not gonna chuck it anywhere.
He just runs across the diamond with it. Like, ah, Massa, throw it in. He can't. Coach, he can't.
Right, so he throws left, but he's not a pitcher.
No, he played in the outfield.
Nice.
So when the ball was hit to the outfield, he'd scream it back in with the left. He also hit lefty.
Okay,
if that helps.
Yeah, it does.
He was a one-time All-Star.
Nice.
With the Rockies. He finished 28th in the MVP that season.
Good year.
2 years prior, not an All-Star, but finished 24th in the MVP vote.
Nice.
He had 4 consecutive 20
dong seasons.
Like that?
22, 29, 25, 23. He is a lifetime 275 hitter.
What era are we talking?
I'll tell you exactly what era. Broke into the majors 04. Great year for Red Sox fans.
This is not Carlos Gonzalez, right?
That's too early for him. It's not Cargo.
Cargo.
He was on the 07 Rockies team that lost to the Red Sox.
Uh-huh.
He was on that team. And his last season was 2013. So he had 9 big league seasons.
Who were the outfielders on that team?
Well, one of them is this guy.
It's not.
One of them is this man. This man.
Billy? Can you do a run over the teams again, please?
Yes.
Rockies. Yeah, of course.
The Fish. The Rays, I thought.
Wait a minute.
Is that wrong?
The wrong team. Yeah, it was the Colorado Rockies. It was the Padres, the Angels, and the Rays.
I'm sorry, not the Fish. The Angels and the Rays.
I don't think anybody's got it. Oh, yeah. Somebody on the Twitch line has it.
Not Juan Pierre.
This is not.
Not Juan Pierre.
No, 20 bombs.
He's got way too many bombs.
So I'm trying to think. Like, Seth Smith is not Seth Smith.
It's not Seth Smith.
Okay. I think he was a lefty stick.
He
could be wrong about that.
The left side.
I think he was an outfielder at one point in time.
This guy did not steal. He would not steal back. He drove in 116 runs one
year.
Yeah,
Colorado, though.
Oh,
that's like 80 ribeye steaks anywhere else.
Like 80 regular RBI.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah. You got nothing? I'm shaking my head. I really
07 squad.
I thought I was onto something with Cargo. I am now cheating and looking. Oh. Brad Hopp.
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
Brad Hopp.
Brad Hopp.
It was Brad Hopp.
We had
famously an all-star.
Let me tell you, there was a fantasy baseball bit at the old 890 ESPN. Not bit, I'm sorry, like segment within the baseball pregame show.
A lot of Brad Hopp talk?
That was voiced by Mike Salk.
Oh, is that right?
And it was something like, hey, who should you add? Who should you drop? Who's a star? Who's
Pick
a flop?
Brad Hopp.
Who the heck is Brad Hopp?
Oh, that was part of the bit.
That was part of the bit.
Wow.
How about that?
Brad Hopp. I'll tell you, for four straight years, he's socking 22 or more home runs.
Should have known who Brad Hopp was back then.
Useful player.
How about that?
Yeah.
There you go. Random
World
ball player.
World Series participant.
Not Denny Nagel. Not Mike Hampton. Not Cargo. I heard lefty in the Rockies outfield, but only one all-star team. You knew it wasn't Larry Walker.
No.
Guy's
in the Hall of Fame for Pete's sake.
Much too good for that.
Yep.
Brad Hopp.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you're asking yourself, who the heck is Brad Hopp?
Well,
890 tried to educate you on
today's
that.
Today's random player.
20 years ago.
That's right.
Okay. That is the grab bag, or random baseball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. You can get in line for WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get you the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back.
Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, time now for the clip du jour on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we got a chance to really learn something very specific about one of the newest members of the Boston Bruins.
Tanner Janot.
I'll tell you, I like the sound of this guy.
Hard down low.
Very much so.
Which?
Brag of the week?
Talk about a brag.
Good Lord,
my
sir.
Goodness. What did he say? He said, I can be?
I can be hard down low.
He can be. Not all the time. Are you insane?
Seriously.
Yeah. That's not healthy,
all
is
right.
What that is.
Okay.
He can be.
Yeah.
Hard down low.
Good to know.
His words.
Yeah.
I was unaware of that when the Bruins signed him last week. I am feeling a little better about
you like the signing?
The vigor that he has.
Yeah.
He's a virile man.
Good signing.
Yeah.
Like that a lot. It's been a good offseason for the Bruins thus far.
So what did you think about it from afar there, Keith? With the,
I can be hard down low. And
sick brag, bro.
That might have to be.
Absolutely. The brag of the week. I can be, too. It takes a lot of focus and concentration. But I can be.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Newest member of the Bees.
Yeah, sometimes those introductory press conferences, they give you a little
nicknames.
Something you didn't expect.
Oh, well.
Well, three now.
We're going to call him Hard Down Low Tanner Janot.
Yeah, sure.
But Gino and Giner.
Gino and Giner?
So that's a lot of your effort.
Did you say that second one?
Yeah, be careful.
I think so. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, that all adds up.
Okay,
gonna be a good addition to the Bruins. They're gonna need all that they can get.
Look, arrow up with the Red Sox, arrow up with the Bruins. After we heard that about Tanner Janot,
yep,
sky's
the limit.
Yeah, for sure. We got WEEI afternoons today. Hart and Fitzy, no crossover, but it's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines. They're bigger, bolder, and beefier. They're half pound, 100% American Angus beef. Is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You gotta. Love the Nines. All right. I think we have a good idea for Tier Tuesday tomorrow,
yes.
Keith. We've been fine-tuning that. We'll have a Key for Madness for you tomorrow. We will talk to you at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Wow!
kidding me? This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.